However, in case the husband revokes his decision during the iddat period, there is no need for remarriage. The two shall be considered as husband and wife once again. If after annulment of this divorce, due to some reason, the untoward situation arises a second time, that the husband intends to divorce his wife, the Quran says that the husband can exercise his right of divorce for the second time as well. He should pronounce just one divorce sentence to repudiate his wife. Again, the post-divorce period shall be observed in the manner just described. Once again, if the husband wishes, he has the chance to revise his decision during this period, in which case the divorce shall be considered null and void, and the two shall once again become husband and wife. If, unfortunately, for the third time, the situation arises that divorce becomes inevitable, the Quran says that the husband can exercise his right for the third time as well and pronounce the divorce sentence. After the expiry of the iddat period, during which a husband will have to support and provide shelter to his wife, though the two are not required to live together, the wife shall be permanently separated from him. After divorcing his wife for the third time, he cannot remarry her now, unless and until the wife marries some other person and, owing to some reason, gets divorced from him, not under a planned strategy, but on account of naturally arisen circumstances. This last measure actually is meant to prevent this affair from becoming mere child play. In the words of the Quran, "At-talaqu marratan, fa imsakum bima'roof aw tasrihun biihsan." This divorce, in which the husband can revoke his decision in the iddat period, is permitted twice only, and then a woman must be retained with kindness or allowed to go with kindness. Surah number 2, verse 229. It is evident from these details that the Quran only prescribes one divorce sentence and stresses that a husband has the right to divorce his wife three times in one marriage contract. It does not at all approve the utterance of three divorce sentences in one go. Consequently, it is clear from these details that the true prevailing procedures of divorce, that is, pronouncing three consecutive divorces in one instance, and pronouncing each of the three sentences in three separate months, are not at all prescribed by the Quran. When the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ came to know that a certain person had divorced his wife by pronouncing three divorce sentences, one after the other, he stood up in anger and said, "In my presence, such playful attitude has been adopted with the Book of God." An-Nisa'i, As-Sunan al-Mushtaba, Volume 6, page 142, Hadith number 3401. 4. Tackling wrongly given divorces. Mentioned above is the Sharia as far as the concept of divorce is concerned. However, as does happen with prescribed laws and procedures, situations arise in which a person is guilty of breaching the law and deviating from the right course. Human nature is prone to extreme emotional conditions in which it deviates from the path set forth by the Almighty. These deviations, it is extremely evident, are not part of the Sharia. They fall into breach of law category, and it is up to the legislature of a country to enact laws about such departures. At times, such cases are even left to the discretion of the judge, and at other times, the judge himself is bound by the legislation done in this regard by the Parliament. In case of divorce, keeping in view various precedents, this deviation is generally of two types. A husband divorces his wife during her menstrual period, or divorces her after he has had contact with her in her period of purity. B. A husband divorces his wife by pronouncing the divorce sentence thrice. As far as the first deviation is concerned, an Islamic government can ask the husband to revoke his decision and carry it out in the proper manner at the proper time. The Prophet Muhammad ﷺ in his own times dealt with the case of Abdullah ibn Umar ta'ala anhu in a similar manner. When he was told that Abdullah ibn Umar ta'ala anhu had divorced his wife during her menstrual cycle, he was really annoyed and remarked, "Ask him to take her back and keep her in wedlock until she is through with her menstrual cycle, and then once again passes through the cycle, and then is through with it. After this, he can either detain her in wedlock or divorce her before having sexual intercourse with her. Because it is this beginning of the iddat, keeping regard of which the Almighty has directed believers to divorce their wives. Al-Bukhari, Al-Jami, As-Sahih, Volume 5, page 2011, Hadith number 4953. In case of the second deviation, a deliberation on the injunctions of divorce, particularly on their linguistic aspects, reveals that there are three possible solutions. A. The husband can be called to the court and asked to testify to the nature of these pronouncements. If he testifies that he had pronounced the three sentences in anger to only strongly assert his decision, or that he had thought that pronouncing three sentences was the correct procedure of divorce, the court, if satisfied by his statement, can reunite the husband and wife. If, on the other hand, a person testifies that he had consciously uttered the three sentences, knowing that he was exercising his three rights at one time, the wife, of course, shall be divorced from him. The case of Rukana ibn Abd Yazid was decided in a similar manner by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. B. A second possible solution in this regard is that a state, while observing that people have adopted a carefree attitude in following this procedure, legislates that three divorce sentences shall be considered as three, whether pronounced in anger or in a normal emotional state. A precedent of this solution can be found in the times of the Caliph Umar رضي الله عنه. He himself, in the capacity of a ruler in consultation with the members of the Shura, upon seeing that people had adopted a very careless attitude in this regard, as a punishment, promulgated three divorce sentences as final. C. A third possible solution in this regard is that the state, while observing the fact that people are mostly ignorant of the correct procedure and in their ignorance think that the correct way of divorce is to pronounce the sentence three times, legislates that the three pronouncements shall be considered as one. Any of these three ways can be adopted, keeping in view the welfare of the Muslims. However, in adopting the second or third solutions, it is necessary that a legislation be done in their favor. But as far as adopting the first solution is concerned, no prior legislation is needed, and the matter can be left to the discretion of the judge. 5. The custody of minors. In post-divorce scenarios, the matter of the custody of minor children has not been touched upon in the Sharia. In other words, it has been left to the welfare of the children. In case of a dispute, a judge should make this ruling after analyzing the situation of a case in the light of this principle. Perhaps the reason for which nothing has been fixed in the Sharia in this regard is the varying circumstances which may be found in different cases.